This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I will continue to agree. It does not matter who the host is. It has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Friday, which makes it Freeform Friday. It is March the 8th of 2026. It's kind of the way that it goes. So if you're good with it, I'm good with it, and we'll go down the path. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
So let me go ahead and play this because some people put some work together to get this. So let's do it.
The radio show that's about to begin may feature segments that may be considered juvenile. We thank you for your support.
Okay, so I guess wait for some juvenile segments because that's what we're doing today as we go down the multiverse of things. That is for sure. So anyways, how have you been? How has the last 24 hours or so been for you? Because that's always an important particle of what we have going on. That is for sure. So a lot of stuff going on within the last 24 hours is definitely what it looks like. As you may know or may not know, our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. That's kind of what we do around here. So we talk a little bit about everything that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse. And that's how we go through the plethora. But on Fridays, we do what we call Freeform Friday, which we talk about everything. And what does that mean exactly? Well, when we start talking about everything that we did not do earlier in the week, we try to play catch up on. And all you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com and come in, hang out, and do the things that we get to do with us for sure. Once you get there, audio, video, text messaging is the options. And you can start talking right away about anything that you want. And I get a little prompt on the screen, and then I kind of know where to go based on the information that you're providing to me. That's it. That is kind of the whole thing. So let's do this. Because it is Freeform Friday, and so what does that mean for all of us? Well, it means that we get to do our weekend review.
New developments in the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. The House committee now voting to subpoena Attorney General Pam Bondi over the Justice Department's handling of files related to the late sex offender, legendary coach Lou Holtz.
That's right. The Hall of Famer died yesterday at the age of 89. Holtz was a beloved figure in the game who guided Notre Dame to a remarkable national championship run in 1988 and transformed once struggling schools into winning programs.
He's picking a new Secretary of Homeland Security after fire. firing one of the most high-profile members of his cabinet. Tonight, sources telling ABC News Kristi Noem was told by the president that she was fired just moments before stepping onto a stage to deliver a speech in Nashville.
We have breaking news in the fighting. The U.S. military, within the past couple of hours, reports dropping dozens of 2,000-pound penetrator bombs targeting ballistic missile launchers hidden underground in Iran.
And tonight, with Iran essentially shutting down the Strait of Hormuz, where so much of the world's oil passes through, President Trump is now saying he will call on the U.S. Navy to escort ships through if necessary.
For the first time since her mother was abducted 33 days ago, Savannah Guthrie stepped foot into Studio 1A, where her Today Show family was waiting with open arms.
Analysts warn higher energy prices will ripple across the economy.
The consumer can't catch a break, so you're going to see it in food prices, you're going to see it in airfares. Overall inflation is going to perk up a little bit over the next couple of months.
Get this, a new investigation found that over 100 chemicals of unknown safety were secretly added to the U.S. food supply. That story again, the McRib is back.
Okay, so there you go. That's the weekend review of the things that you might have potentially missed. So there you go. So with that being said, why don't we start doing some of this stuff? Because that always seems to be the seg of the things that we have going on. I do have my friends from Feature Story News ready to go. They're ready to talk about what the hell is going on. So if you're good with this, I'm good with this. So let's go ahead and get into the news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News, I'm Rebecca Bunden in Mumbai. US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says firepower over Iran is about to surge dramatically as the US escalates its attacks on Iran. This comes as Israel has launched strikes on Tehran and Beirut. Hegseth said the US can sustain its military campaign.
Iran is hoping that we cannot sustain this, which is a really bad miscalculation for the IRGC in Iran. Our commitment to our mission objectives only increases as our advantages continue to increase.
U.S. President Donald Trump has fired Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. It follows weeks of presidential displeasure, including her response to the fatal shooting of two Americans in Minnesota in January. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump made the announcement on social media, saying Kristi Noem had had numerous and spectacular results during her year in charge. After two U.S. citizens were fatally killed by federal agents in Minnesota, she vilified the victims and staunchly defended the agents' actions. And this week, she endured difficult congressional hearings, which elicited bipartisan frustration and became the reported tipping point in the president's decision to fire her. The president says Noem will become the special envoy for the Shield of the Americas, a newly created security initiative, he wrote, in the Western Hemisphere. He also said that the Oklahoma Senator, Mark Quain Mullen, will take over as Department of Homeland Security Secretary on March the 31st, pending congressional confirmation. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Counting is underway in Nepal's general election after polls closed largely peacefully across the country. Partial results are expected by the end of Friday, with final results expected next week. Officials say just over 58% of eligible voters cast their ballots, the lowest turnout since 1991. It's the first vote since a deadly student-led uprising ousted then-Prime Minister KP Sharma Ooli last September. Neha Punia has more on the early leads.
Early leads suggest that Balain Shah, who is the prime ministerial candidate of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, is in the lead. He's very much pegged to be the front runner. He has posted on social media after polling wrapped up on Thursday, thanking the people of Nepal, saying, "Because of you, democracy has won." But we've also heard from other contenders, including KP Sharma Ooli, who has refused to call September's unrest a referendum on his previous term. And he says he's still very much in the contention for a fifth term, but we will have a sense of which way voters have gone in just a few days' time.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. As we head towards the end of the first week of US-Israeli combat against Iran, sober critiques of the Trump administration's actions are increasingly emanating from Europe. Today we hear one of them. It comes from General Sir Richard Sherif, the former NATO Supreme Allied Commander in Europe.
I suspect this thing will run on much, much longer than anticipated. What is missing completely from any discussion coming from the other side of the Atlantic is any clarity of strategy, any clarity of end state, or, it seems, any understanding of the impact of what they're doing on the minds of the Iranian people, because they are most likely to be pushing the Iranian, the moderate secular Iranians, into the arms of the extremists and the hardliners.
Yeah.
And I would highlight particularly in that respect the assassination of Khamenei. He was a religious symbol. Khamenei was not just the Iranian head of state. He was a religious symbol for worldwide Shiites. He is now effectively a martyred saint. And the Americans need to have thought all this through, and the fact that they haven't, I think, is a real worry, a real indicator that this thing could well turn into something like Iraq to the power of 10.
He's particularly critical of the decision to assassinate Iran's supreme leader in the middle of Ramadan, saying it's tantamount to killing the Pope on Good Friday. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
The main news again. US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says firepower over Iran is about to surge dramatically as the US escalates its attacks on Iran. US President Donald Trump has fired Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Counting is underway in Nepal's general election after polls closed largely peacefully across the country, with partial results expected by the end of Friday. And that is the latest Feature Story News, Rebecca Bunden reporting.
Daylight saving time is about to begin.
Happy daylight savings time.
I thought we were literally saving daylight.
Daylight saving.
Think of it this way. We'll get the hour back later in the year.
You are listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth, Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, so here we go. 15 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Freeform Friday. So let's start getting into all of the stuff that's inside of the multiverse that we need to talk about because, hey, that seems to be the thing that we do around here. So let's get into it right away. So let's talk about this one. President Trump just fired Kristi Noem and tapped, Marka Wayne Mullen to replace her as the head of the Department of Homeland Security. Mullen is expected to take over on March the 31st, which I guess that's some time, pending a Senate confirmation. No exit came after a brutal week at Capitol Hill. Lawmakers for both parties grilled her about a $220 million ad campaign that heavily featured her and encouraged undocumented immigrants to leave the country voluntarily. During the testimony, she said that the president had approved the campaign, something Trump later said that he knew nothing about. Her tenure had already been under heavy fire because of her administration's immigration crackdown and process tied to the enforcement operations, including incidents in Minneapolis where two U.S. citizens were shot by federal agents instead of disappearing from the administration. Noem is being moved to a new role as a special envoy for the Shield of the Americas, a security initiative aimed at fighting drug trafficking across the Western Hemisphere. It almost sounded like for a second there, the Shield of America, you know, like the Shield show that used to be available, not the older one from like the 90s or early 2000s. The one that I'm talking about is like the Shield from the Marvel Comics one. That's what I was talking about. So there you go. So take a listen to this one real quick. A man who took part of the January 6th United States Capitol attack and was later pardoned by Donald Trump is now headed to prison for life for a completely different, far serious crime. Andrew Paul Johnson had pleaded guilty to nonviolent charges related to entering the Capitol and originally got 1 year in prison after Trump issued a mass pardon for many of January 6th defendants at the start of his second term in 2025. Johnson was released early and celebrated online, thanking the president. But prosecutors say that after moving in with a woman that he met at a political rally back in 2023 in Brooksville, Johnson sexually abused two middle school children, an age 11 boy and a 12-year-old girl. The boy testified that the abuse began while he was asleep on the couch watching a movie. Johnson allegedly continued abusing him later and also sexual messages through Roblox and Discord. The girl who was the boy's friend said Johnson also exposed himself to her and made explicit sexual comments. The abuse came to light when the boy's mother noticed behavioral changes and discovered inappropriate messages that Johnson had sent on Discord. She contacted the police and Johnson was arrested about 7 months after his release from the January 6th case. In February in Hernando County, convicted him of multiple counts, including molestation of a child under the age of 12, molestation of a minor, and sending harmful materials to minors. This week, a judge sentenced him to life in prison. So there you go. What the hell is wrong with people, man? It's kind of an interesting thing. I mean, when you start thinking about it, listen, he might have had a thing going on over here in regards to the Capitol attack. We can talk about that entirely separate. And then he was pardoned. But holy shit, you start going down this path in regards to, listen, that's not something you do. It's just not something that you do. It's just weird. just weird. Okay, so let's continue talking. Two investors have filed a federal lawsuit against Donald Trump and Attorney General Pam Bondi, claiming that they ignored federal law while helping facilitate the sale of TikTok's U.S. assets to a group of investors. The suit filed in Washington, D.C., argues that the 2024 law, the Protecting American from Foreign Advisory Controlled Application Act, and signed by Joe Biden, required TikTok's parent company ByteDance to fully divest its U.S. operations or face a ban due to national security concerns about the Chinese government's access to data. According to the complaint, President Trump repeatedly extended the divestment deadline and instructed the Attorney General not to enforce the law, eventually allowing TikTok U.S. operations to be sold to a new joint venture involving companies like Oracle and Silver Lake, while ByteDance retained a minority stake and controlled the key technology like TikTok's recommendation algorithm. The two plaintiff software engineers who hold a stock in Alphabet Inc. and Meta Platforms say the deal hurt their investments and violates the law of requirements of ByteDance fully separate from TikTok U.S. operations. The lawsuit claims the administration bypassed congressional intent and allowed companies tied to Trump donors to acquire the platform at a deeply discounted price. The plaintiffs are asking for the court to rule that the deal violated federal law and ensure the statute is enforced. So I don't know what he's trying to accomplish in the long run.
Duh.
That's going to be the other portion that we're going to have to talk about. So there you go. So take a look. Listen to this one in a
get ready for it.
NASA is backing off earlier worries about an asteroid 2024 YR4 possibly smacking into Earth or the moon in 2032. New analysts show that a near Earth asteroid should cruise past the moon at a comfortable distance of 13,000 miles. The object hasn't been visible for most of the operation since spring of 2025. But scientists say that the models based on where it should be in 2032 show no meaningful risk to Earth or the moon, not just that the year, but at least for the next century. In other words, the space rock that briefly had astronomers side-eyeing the sky is now officially downgraded to nothing to see here. Yeah. So what do you think? Did you think Space Force took care of it? I'm just asking the question, of course. Of course. Keep in mind that it is Freeform Friday, so we're going to be a little sass.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic, whatever. It happens, so there you go. So let's start talking about some other things, because there's a lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse, as always. So let's talk about this one. A House committee just push forward a bill aimed to squarely at sanctuary cities. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee voted 22-11 to advance the End of Sanctuary Policy Act, introducing Tom McClonick from California. The bill would cut federal funding to cities and states that refuse to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. Supporters say that it would make it easier for officials to detain and deport undocumented immigrants who commit crimes by requiring the local police to work more closely with federal immigration enforcement. Republican backing the measures say that sanctuary policies have made communities less safe and accuse Democrats of enabling criminal activities tied to illegal immigration. Democrats strongly push back, arguing that the proposal violates the Constitution, particularly the 10th Amendment in the United States Constitution, which limits federal control over the states and local government. Jamie Raskin called the bill an attack on states' rights and warned it that it could damage the trust between immigrant communities and police. The legislation now heads to the House for full vote, where immigration fight will continue. So what do you think there? Some stuff going on as we are talking. So there you go. So let's talk about this one, because, you know, we need to talk about it. No doubt about this. So as you are aware, over the last few weeks, we've been talking about Nancy Guntry, the mother of Savannah Guntry. So take a listen to this. Savannah Guntry briefly returned to the Today studio yesterday for the first time since her mother disappeared, but it wasn't a full comeback yet. She stopped by to thank and spend some time with her colleagues, according to the show. She plans to eventually return to the air, but right now her focus is squarely on her family and search for her missing mother. Her mother, Nancy, vanished on January the 31st from her home in Tucson, Arizona, after having dinner with the family. Take a listen to this.
We have had a powerful morning this morning.
Yeah. Savannah has come back to her home here at 30 Rock. She talked to all of us, hugged every single person in this room.
So there you go. So apparently she was there. I don't know if she was seen on camera. I'm just giving you the information from behind the sceners, because that's kind of what we do around here. We try to talk a little bit about everything that's going on. So what do you think there? Listen, I don't know. I don't know anything to be able to answer any kind of questions for anyone. But it's interesting to take a look around in regards of what has happened so far and the length of time that we're looking at. So there you go. It's some things to think about. So let's talk about this, because I want to talk about this, changing the subject to here. Are you familiar with the movie called Ace Ventura, Pet Detective? You know, Ace Ventura.
Pet Detective.
If not, let's talk about this. One of the strangest movie props ever hitting the auction block, a mechanical rhinoceros used in the 1995 movie Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, the one involved with the infamous butt birth scene, is up for sale as at the prop store. In the movie, Jim Carrey's character Ace Ventura hides inside of a fake rhino to spy on someone. This goes south when the cooling band breaks, leading to the moment where Ace squeezes out the back end of the rhino, looking like the animal just gave birth to him. The auction house says the prop scene matches the actual one used in the scene based on the bolt pattern and the hatch placement. It was later restored and even spent time displayed at Planet Hollywood. As of yesterday afternoon, bidding had reached $5,500. The rhino is expected to sell for about $8,000. The auction wraps up on March 25th. And if you're not familiar with the scene, well, you know what's going to happen now.
Mommy!
Yeah, it's a pretty disturbing scene if you're not familiar with it. You should probably go look up the video. I know. That's kind of what we do around here. Okay, take a listen to this one. A sheriff in Georgia managed to arrest himself indirectly. Gerald Couch was busted on DUI after a deputy spotted his county SUV swerving all over the road around 10:30 in the morning. The deputy recognized the vehicle and wisely called the Georgia State Patrol to handle the stop. When the trooper arrived, the sheriff was reportedly unsteady and he could barely walk to the patrol car. Officer said that he smelled alcohol, and Couch admitted that he had been drinking Four Loko starting at 6 a.m. His last drink, he claimed, was around 8 a.m. A breathalyzer test at 0.212 blood alcohol level, nearly three times the legal limit. Troopers also found two open Bahama Mamas Four Loko drinks in the vehicle. Couch, who been elected law enforcement chief of Hall County over a decade ago, was booked into his own jail and released on bond the same night. Whether he'll keep the badge is still up in the air. So the sheriff always said that he'd clean up crime in the county. Turns out that he started with himself. I mean, nothing says lead by example like personally demonstrating a DUI arrest process. His campaign slogan might need an update: protect and swerve. Good news, the sheriff says the jail food is excellent, and he should know he booked it himself in regards to, you know, complying there. So there you go. What an interesting time. No, like, seriously, what an interesting time. Like, I don't get it, but hey, like, I just don't understand the whole alcohol driving, drinking, and all that kind of fun stuff. My question still becomes the whole same thing that I've been asking myself for quite some time. If you have self-driving in your car, like, seriously, if you have self-driving in your car and you put the car on self-driving, and let's say, for instance, you manage to hit that thing out of self-driving somehow, and somebody sees that you do it and it automatically does like a jerk or a shift or something along those lines, and you get pulled over, and you explain that the car was self-driving, even though you're kind of intoxicated, how is that going to stand up? I mean, I'm going to make some assumptions that based on the laws that are in place, you're screwed, but I'm going to make some other assumptions here that will it change? I'm still kind of all interested in these robo-taxis in regards to how this all is going to work. I mean, the Waymos of the world and all that kind of fun stuff. But the robo-taxi aspect makes me think, because if you can buy one and have it do its own thing, like, how's that going to work? That's going to be a whole other cluster. But what do I know? Yeah, it's all over the place, like always.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Okay, so let's take this slow. As I say the next thing, scientists in China and Australia have created a genetically edited tomato that smells like popcorn. Researchers use CRISPR gene editing technology to tweak a common tomato variety by turning off two genes linked to aroma production. The goal was to boost the levels of two axanthin and one pralin, the same compound that gives fragrance to rice its distinct popcorn smell. The genes normally regulate the compound. When researchers disabled them, the tomato started producing more than four times the normal level of popcorn-like aroma. The big surprise, the modification didn't mess with the plant's important traits. The tomato still grew the same, kept their normal sugar levels, vitamin C, size, and yield. They just came out with a new smell. Scientists say that aroma-boosted produce could lead to a customized flavor profiles in fruits and vegetables, potentially making tomatoes more appealing to consumers and boosting their value in the market. This almost sounds very Matrix 4. I mean, think about it real quick on how they were doing the micro-engineering with the machines. I'm just saying, sounds kind of interesting as we are talking. Listen to this one. Authorities in Coos County, this is in Oregon, had a bizarre traffic situation when dozen of fish spilled across the roadway near the town of Bandon. Yes, Bandon.
Duh.
The Coos County Sheriff's Office said the deputy responded to the reports of fish scattered along the Seven Devils Road near Walker Lane. A photo showed a long trail of fish stretching down the pavement all the way to the intersection. The deputy cleared as many of the fish as possible, but officials warned that the road was still extremely slick and urged drivers to be cautious. Authorities also reminded residents hauling cargo, especially seafood, to secure their loads properly, because apparently someone delivery turned into an accidental roadside seafood buffet. So there you go. I mean, it's nothing better than when something wrong happens,
make sure to be careful out there, okay?
So, I mean, it doesn't serve you any purpose post-event, of course. So there you go. That's the stuff. That's what's going on. So currently, we are 32 minutes past the top of the hour. It is Freeform Friday, so normally we would be going into our main story, but Freeform Friday kind of changes that whole mess up.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News, I'm Rebecca Bunden in Mumbai. US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says firepower over Iran is about to surge dramatically as the US escalates its attacks on Iran. This comes as Israel has launched strikes on Tehran and Beirut. Hegseth said the US can sustain its military campaign.
Iran is hoping that we cannot sustain this, which is a really bad miscalculation for the IRGC in Iran. Our commitment to our mission objectives only increases as our advantages continue to increase.
U.S. President Donald Trump has fired Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. It follows weeks of presidential displeasure, including her response to the fatal shooting of two Americans in Minnesota in January. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump made the announcement on social media, saying Kristi Noem had had numerous and spectacular results during her year in charge. After two U.S. citizens were fatally killed by federal agents in Minnesota, she vilified the victims and staunchly defended the agents' actions. And this week, she endured difficult congressional hearings, which elicited bipartisan frustration, and became the reported tipping point in the president's decision to fire her. The president says Noam will become the special envoy for the Shield of the Americas, a newly created security initiative, he wrote, in the Western Hemisphere. He also said that the Oklahoma Senator, Marquaine Mullen, will take over as Department of Homeland Security Secretary on March the 31st, pending congressional confirmation. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Counting is underway in Nepal's general election after polls closed largely peacefully across the country. Partial results are expected by the end of Friday, with final results expected next week. Officials say just over 58% of eligible voters cast their ballot, the lowest turnout since 1991. It's the first vote since a deadly student-led uprising ousted then-Prime Minister KP Sharma Ooli last September. Neha Punia has more on the early leads.
Early leads suggest that Balain Shah, who is the prime ministerial candidate of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, is in the lead. He's very much pegged to be the front runner. He has posted on social media after polling wrapped up on Thursday, thanking the people of Nepal, saying, "Because of you, democracy has won." But we've also heard from other contenders, including KP Sharma Ooli, who has refused to call September's unrest a referendum on his previous term. And he says he's still very much in the contention for a fifth term, but we will have a sense of which way voters have gone in just a few days' time.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. As we head towards the end of the first week of US-Israeli combat against Iran, sober critiques of the Trump administration's actions are increasingly emanating from Europe. Today we hear one of them. It comes from General Sir Richard Sherriff, the former NATO Supreme Allied Commander in Europe.
I suspect this thing will run on much, much longer than anticipated. What is missing completely from any discussion coming from the other side of the Atlantic is any clarity of strategy, any clarity of end state, or, it seems, any understanding of the impact of what they're doing on the minds of the Iranian people, because they are most likely to be pushing the moderate secular Iranians, into the arms of the extremists and the hardliners.
Yeah.
And I would highlight particularly in that respect the assassination of Khamenei. He was a religious symbol. Khamenei was not just the Iranian head of state. He was a religious symbol for worldwide Shiites. He is now effectively a martyred saint. And the Americans need to have thought all this through, and the fact that they haven't, I think, is a real worry, a real indicator that this thing could well turn into something like Iraq to the power of 10.
He's particularly critical of the decision to assassinate Iran's supreme leader in the middle of Ramadan, saying it's tantamount to killing the Pope on Good Friday. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
The main news again. US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says firepower over Iran is about to surge dramatically as the US escalates its attacks on Iran. US President Donald Trump has fired Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Counting is underway in Nepal's general election after polls closed largely peacefully across the country, with partial results expected by the end of Friday. And that is the latest feature story news, Rebecca Bunden reporting.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind. signed in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore, and neither do you. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from J. Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking. Rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety transmission. The Collapse of the Construct, now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by J. Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.
You ever hit the wall, burnout, stressed, or just feeling that everything is piling up and thought, yeah, I probably need to talk to someone? The problem is finding the therapist who actually takes your insurance feels impossible at times. That's where Rula comes in. Rula is a healthcare company that makes mental health care easy to access and actually affordable. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, so the average copay is about $15 a session, sometimes even less. With Rula, you get matched with the right therapist for you, not just whoever's available. Their network has over 15,000 licensed professionals, and you can book an appointment as soon as tomorrow. No wait list, no frustrations, just therapy that works with your schedule and your insurance. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/safetyfm to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you there. That's Rula.com/safetyfm. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Go to Rula.com/safetyfm right now to get started. That's Rula.com/safetyfm, because you deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
J. Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good
on Radio Big.
Never
are 43 minutes past the top of the hour, still hanging out here on RadioBig.fm and on SafetyFM.com. Yeah, doing all the stuff we get to do. This right here that you hear playing in the background, the artist is called Superior Motive. Song is titled Ancient Being. It is readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, and Pandora. Just so you know. So a lot of stuff going on. We would like to thank Superior Motive for allowing us to play this here. It kind of is a little bit of everything on this one. So there you go. So a lot of goodness going on inside of the world of the multiverse. That is for sure, as we are talking. Okay, so let's talk about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Our Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and we want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you're going to see information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go, some information for you. And let's get into this real quick, because we need to talk about it. I got two things coming up that you might be interested in. Could be interested in. What is this? I don't know what that is. Oh, I know what that is. Okay, so let's talk about this one first. Let's talk about the one that's coming up at the end of the month. We have the Conklin Workshop going on in Santa Fe, New Mexico, March the 31st through April the 1st. You'll have the opportunity to hang out with Todd Conklin, Brett Sutton, Ann Liren, and Redonda Vaught in regards to talking about how to do an incident investigation. There is a QR code on the screen. If you go ahead and scan that, that will take you directly to the site where the tickets are available. Like I said, it is happening March 31st through April the 1st in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We're talking about how to handle that situation. That is for sure. Redonda Vaught will be spending his time talking about her story and exactly what occurred with her, like I said. So if you want to go to safetyfm.com and click on where it says live events, that will take you into some more information. Then we have this one going on Monday, July the 13th in Orlando, Florida. It's called Reality Shift. We'll have Nick Weatherly there talking about behavior-based safety, Todd Conklin talking about human and organizational performance, and I will be there talking about Signal Trilogy. Would love to discuss some of the things on Reality Shift is what we're calling this one. We'll talk about a little bit of everything that goes on inside of the industry, and we'll even take a look at a good little movie there and give you some information. This one will be actually taking place inside of a movie theater, so this will be slightly different compared to some of the other stuff that we've done in the past. So there you go. Some stuff to think about as we are hanging out. There is no doubt about that. There is a QR code on the screen if you want to scan that. If not, you can go to safetyfm.com and click on the section that says live events, and that will take you there. So a lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse is definitely what it sounds like as we are hanging out and doing our thing. So it is Friday, so let's talk real briefly about some movies that are coming out today, because some people will tend to care about that. The Bride, starring Jesse Buckley and Christian Bale and Jake Gyllenhaal. In the 1930s, Chicago's Frankenstein asks Dr. Eurythmus to help create a companion. They give him a life to a murdered woman as the bride, sparking romance, police interest, and radical social change. It's rated R. That comes out today. Hoopers, or is it Hoppers? I don't know. Hoppers comes out today. Dave Franco, Piper Curta, a 19-year-old animal lover, uses technology that places her consciousness into a robotic beaver to uncover mysteries within the animal world beyond her imagination. So there you go. Also, Protector comes out today. A former war hero, Nikki's peaceful life is shattered when her daughter is kidnapped, thrust into the criminal underworld while hunted by cops and military. Also, Dolly comes out today. Macy, a young woman, is abducted by a monstrous figure to intent on raising her as her own child. That's it, rated R. Also, Heel comes out today. A 19-year-old criminal, Tommy, is kidnapped and forced into rehab process of a dysfunctional couple, Chris and Caitlin, who try to make him a good boy. Tommy must find a way to escape. And also, Peaky Blinders, The Immortal Man. That one comes out today. During World War II, Tommy Shelby returns to a bombed Birmingham and becomes involved in a secret wartime mission based on a true event, facing new threats that he reckons his past and rising national stakes. So there you go. That's everything that I have going on today in regards of movies. I mean, I don't know. Is the movie theater something you still do? Like, do you still go there? and hang out and all that kind of fun stuff. Because, you know, some people really love the movie theater aspect and some other people just don't give a shit about it. I mean, I'm being serious. It's just kind of one of those weird things as we are talking, no doubt about that. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this? I have some John Smalls waiting in the wing wanting to talk about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute. So if you're good with this, I am good with this. Let's go ahead and bring him in and let him tell you exactly what's going on. The
Motivation Minute. Courtesy of JaceCaseMedical.com. Today's quote was submitted by Brian. Max Planck said, "Both religion and science require a belief in God. For believers, God is in the beginning, and for physicists, he is at the end of all considerations. To the former, he is the foundation. To the latter, he is the crown of the effetus of every generalized worldview." I love great quotes like that one, Brian. Thanks for sending that over. I try not to be too preachy here, but these quotes at Brian Center are all about faith. Now, I am a believer, and I have a friend who is not a believer. He and I were working together on a comedy event, and he was taking a little jab at me for being a Christian. I reminded him that we can be friends and not dwell on our differences, and we can lift each other up in good ways. I don't have enough faith to be an atheist. If I live my life believing in a set of rules, I strive to be a better person, that's cool. If I'm wrong, oh well. But what if you're wrong? The Motivation Minute. This has been The Motivation Minute. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Here is the news on the Rosen and R Safety Show.
Iran launched strikes Thursday on the headquarters of Iranian Kurdish forces in Iraq amid escalating tensions.
The military action follows speculation about U.S. interest in those groups joining the fight against Iran. Casualties remain unconfirmed as regional powers brace for wider fallout. Diplomatic channels stay silent while evacuations accelerate nearby. Benjamin Wright reporting.
UAE forces intercepted more Iranian missiles Thursday while destruction mounts in Tehran from U.S.-Israeli strikes.
Azerbaijan reports injuries from Iranian drones and vows retaliation at its airport. Civilian toll in Iran surpasses 1,000 per rights groups as blackouts spread. Evacuation flights fill up fast for nationals fleeing Oman. Gary Beck reporting.
A U.S. submarine sank an Iranian vessel Thursday with a torpedo in the Indian Ocean, the first such strike since World War II.
The Pentagon disclosed names of the last two U.S. service members killed in Kuwait during the conflict. Total American losses now stand at 6 as families grieve. House prepares vote on war powers amid heated debate. Liam White reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Gas prices jumped 26 cents per gallon Thursday, hitting the highest mark since April last year nationwide.
Drivers now pay an average of $3.25 as Middle East strife disrupts oil flows. Pumps see long lines in key states, while experts predict more hikes ahead. Gas Buddy tracks the surge tied to global tensions. Jessica Oakley reporting.
A suspect sits in custody Thursday after Utah authorities found three women's bodies in two spots.
Investigators identified the man linked to the grim discovery in separate locations. Details on cause of death emerge slowly as police secure the scenes. Families await word while community reels from shock. Kevin Sanders reporting.
The FBI confirmed Thursday's suspicious cyber activities hit its networks and now under active response.
No elaboration came on the threat source or scope amid rising digital risks. Officials stress quick fixes to protect sensitive data flows. Broader alerts go out to partners nationwide. Kyle Norris reporting.
GOP leaders push urgent DHS funding vote Thursday, warning risks skyrocket from Iran war fallout.
Lack of long-term cash leaves homeland defenses exposed at a dire moment. Threats mount along borders and beyond as lawmakers clash. Budget talks intensify before deadlines bite. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Security experts urge extra vigilance Thursday against possible Iran surrogate plots on U.S. soil.
Former officials cite networks here primed for mischief in retaliation. Everyday folks get tips to spot odd signs without panic. Agencies ramp patrols in vulnerable spots. Sharon Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Radio. Yeah.
Okay, let's get into it. Let's start talking right away about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1899, aspirin is patented by Felix Hoffman. That happened back in 1899. Let's see. In 1981, Walter Cronkite signs off as the anchor of the CBS Evening News. In 2016, Nancy Reagan, or Reagan, better saying, died. In 2018, Forbes names Amazon founder Jeff Bezos the world's richest person for the first time at $112 billion. Bill Gates at the time was number two. Let's talk about some celebrity birthdays that are going on today. David Gilmour turns 80. Kiki D turns 79. Tom Arnold turns 67. D.L. Hewley turns 62. Connie Britton turns 58. And Moira Kelly turns 58 as well. So there you go. Let's talk about some things that you ought to know. Daylight savings time. Let's make sure that we hit this on all cylinders. Starts on Sunday at 2 a.m. That's when most Americans set the clock forward 1 hour, meaning that 2 a.m. instantly becomes 3 a.m. Yes, you do lose an hour of sleep. The shift happens about 2 weeks before the official start of spring of March 20th, give or take. Okay, Congress just tried and failed to slam the brakes on the growing conflict with Iran. Lawmakers held back to back votes in both the Senate and the House of War Powers. Let's see, a resolution that could have forced the U.S. to immediately stop military action against Iran. Both attempts went down in flames. The House vote yesterday failed mostly along party lines, with Republicans largely voting it down and a handful of Democrats sliding with them. A similar effort had already collapsed the day before in the Senate. The result, no congressional order to halt operation. That means the military campaign authorized by Donald Trump continues for now. The U.S. is pulling the plug on its embassy in Kuwait City as the war with Iran keeps spreading across the region. The U.S. Department of State announced that it's shutting down the operations at the embassy, even though no American diplomat staff were injured. At the same time, officials are urging Americans still in Kuwait to leave the country as soon as they safely can. Anyone who can't get out right now is being told to stay in place under a shelter. So there you go. Also today, tonight's Mega Million jackpot will be for $496 million. Tomorrow's Powerball is for $35 million. And NASCAR, the Straight Talk Wireless 500 airs Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on FS1 from the Phoenix Raceway. So there you go. Some things to think about if you're so intrigued and interested by that. That is for sure. Okay, just in case you do not know this, today is National Dentist Day. This day was created as the day to say thank you and show appreciation to your dentist. In many cases, the day of our dental visit usually has a bit nervous and sometimes anxious. We would often rather be someplace else than sitting in the dental chair. The dentist is not the person that us were looking forward to seeing the most. However, when we checkup is done, our teeth are clean and cavities are filled and the broken tooth is fixed or a toothache is gone, we appreciate what our dentist has done for us. I will tell you, I used to love my dentist. I thought she was great. But then she decided to, she was doing two careers at the time. She was a professional wrestler and she was also a dentist and decided to go into the professional wrestling aspect full time. And believe me, I used to love going to see my dentist. There was nothing wrong with it whatsoever. Never feared. It was a date that I appreciated on the calendar, but we can live that. We can leave that to a different day. That was Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. And that is not a joke as I am saying that. Okay, so let's talk about, words of wisdom for today. Your positive action combined with positive thinking results in success. And if I can give you some advice for today, here you go. Do your cup holder get full of crumbs and gunk? Make this thing, you know, that you can do to help it out. Make things easy by using a silicone cupcake liner as an insert, and it'll clean up way easier than what the cup holder does. So there you go. Anyways, the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If you don't, you can hang out here on Safety FM with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative, and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author Jay Allen, PhD, because the system adapted. Now it's your move.